Ray Foley on Today FM.
Today's World Llama Day today as well.
Right.
Love a llama.
Do you?
Love a llama.
What do you love about llamas?
They just Oh, I might be wrong. I have a photograph of me somewhere cuddling up to a llama, but it might be an alpaca.
Oh.
Maybe it's a big alpaca or a small llama. Love a llama. This year, there's only one thing I want for Christmas. There's a few things. I want peace, joy to the world.
Yeah, one and two on the list, yeah.
Bottle of gin.
Three on the list, yeah.
And number four on the list, a small llama or a big alpaca.
Small llama.
What's the difference between an alpaca and an alpaca and a llama? Llamas spit, don't they? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, I think they're all part of the camel family. That's why they kind of look like smaller camels. But you're right, I think a llama is a bigger alpaca.
And is that because you looked it up on Wikipedia?
Well, I just didn't happen to know that.
Let me call my llama guy. Let me call the naked sheet. Today's national... It's International Llama Day today, guys. Let me call my llama guy. It's a new phone system here, so it might sound weird. Hang on. Hey, go there on that. Should come in through in line one as normal then. Oh, it's ringing. Oh, and now it's doing something weird. That's a ringing sound, I think.
I believe so.
See, that sounds
hello.
Hello there, is that Mia?
It is.
Hello there, it's Ray Foley here in Today FM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Ray?
I'm good. Congratulations and happy International Llama Day to you.
Well done.
Oh, well, thank you.
JP's been looking for someone with llamas, but apparently there's no problem finding alpacas in Ireland, but the llama hunt is pretty scarce. But you have llamas, is that correct?
We have two llamas, yes.
Right, and do you have many alpacas as well?
We have 17 of those.
Oh, wow. So the llamas are outnumbered.
They are outnumbered.
But do they have the personality?
There's a minority around here.
Can they match? Can they take on sufficiently the 17 other lads?
Well, believe it or not, our two llamas are frightened by the alpacas. They get bullied and they have to be fed separately so they get some food.
Oh, no. And is that because the alpacas will be kind of pack creatures or they'd sort of gang up on them?
I wouldn't say they gang up on them, but there's 17 of them. And when the two llamas came to us, they had never been around other livestock, so they didn't realize how big they were.
Okay.
So they're still a bit intimidated.
And how? So just for the record, you're a farm in Derrylock near Kenmare in County Kerry, right?
That's right, yes. We're an alpaca farm.
Right. So how did you come by the llamas then?
Well, we've had the alpacas for about 17 years now, and we got a call 2 years ago from someone saying there's two llamas that needed to be rehomed, and no one else would take them. So, reluctantly, we took them. It took us a little while to warm up to them. They are very large animals, and they do have their own opinion on what they should be doing. So it was hard at first, but we love them. They fit right in.
See, to the uninitiated, I'd be like llamas and alpacas will be the same, just different sizes. But that's not the case then, judging by the way you're talking about them.
No, they're cousins, so there's some similarities. But in our experience, our llamas seem to be a bit more switched on. They make decisions and choices, so if they don't want to do something, they don't. Alpacas, on the other hand, if you show them an apple, they will do whatever you like. They're more motivated by food than the llamas.
See, they're easier to train then on that basis then as well, like a dog or whatever.
In my experience, yes, the alpacas are very easy to get them to do what you'd like them to do. But the llamas, on the other hand, are a bit more stubborn.
Yeah.
And if it's, if they're not really motivated to do something, they don't.
Okay, fairly. Yeah, so there wouldn't be then. So reading about them, like in certain culture, like being related to the camels, would people use them then for, I don't know, for lifting or for moving or that kind of thing?
Well, they are pack animals. Alpacas were bred for their fleece, for their coat, to make knitwear. Right. Llamas originally were bred for their strength, so they were pack animals. They'd carry packs up mountains.
Right.
Llamas also are used for sweaters. My two llamas will be future sweaters at some point as well. But yeah, they're mainly big, strong animals.
Yeah, Peter's after giving me a look like she's not. You're not going to go out and kill the llamas for the
Would you shear them or do they have to be killed?
I shear them each year. Every spring, llamas and alpacas need to be sheared. Otherwise, their fleece will start to mat. So, their fleeces come off every year.
Wow. Okay. So and then in terms of when you say they're stubborn, the llamas, this reputation for spitting, I suppose, do they spit when they're mad?
Well, they will spit at people if you give them a good enough reason. It's just a form of communication. If they're angry, they can't spit. They don't spit at us. They might spit at each other if they want to steal each other's food. But generally, they don't spit at people unless there's a reason for it or they're trapped and they can't escape. So they do get a bad rap.
Right. And would alpacas then similarly spit, or would they not bother?
Oh yes, all camelids, camels, llamas, alpacas, all of them are quite capable of spitting. But like I said, unless they're mistreated or there's some reason for them to spit, they generally don't spit at people. Right. But when the food comes out, they can be very selfish.
And what's the food? You mentioned apples. What is the food for llamas?
Llamas and alpacas generally graze and they forage for different types of vegetable matter, leaves, grasses, things like that. We do give them a little bit of grain each day just for some added vitamins and minerals and things like that. But their treats are usually fruit or vegetables,
okay.
Apples being their favorite.
Right, so that'll be the treat or the kind of the...
Oh, yeah.
To get them to do what you want. Right. So aside from you've got the two llamas, the 17. Aside from those, do you have any other livestock?
No, actually, we just have a cat walnut.
A what?
She's our mascot. We just have one cat on the farm, that's it.
Oh, a cat, and that's it. So what, yeah. Who's your favourite then? Do you have a favourite of all of them? Is it llama, alpaca, or cat?
Well, one of our alpacas is named Fat Sean. He's my favourite.
All right, okay. We won't tell the others, though. They might spit at
no,
you.
No, no.
Listen, thanks so much for taking the call.
You're welcome.
Much obliged. The Naked Sheep, by the way, .ie is the website. www.thenakedsheep.ie if you want to meet llamas or alpacas. Thenakedsheep.ie. Mia, thanks so much for taking the call. Much obliged.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye, 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 bye. I want an alpaca, as it turns out.
I did.
Could you just put that down? Let Kelly Clarkson know to pass it on to Santa Claus, please. I want one under the tree, please.
Ray Foley on Today FM.